This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9 inside the Sound Museum with Jono, and special guest in studio is Mr. Adam Brand. Welcome.
Thanks, Jono.
You're just releasing a brand new album called My Side of the Street.
Mm-hmm.
Which side of the street is yours?
It's mine. It may not be the flashiest side of the street or the cleanest or the biggest houses, all that kind of stuff, but damn it, it's my side of the street.
So what's the meaning behind the title?
It's meaning because...
Are you claiming something?
I'm claiming I'm at a place in life where it doesn't matter what other people think. It doesn't matter where they think I should be or how I should be. But it's arriving at that place. Well, it's always a journey, but it's feeling I'm at that place where I'm comfortable in my own skin. And so, yeah, this is me. I make no apologies, and this is who I am, and it's my side of the street. That's the hidden message.
With such a large back catalogue and so much success previously, do you think your fans expect certain things when you release a new album?
I think because of the way I communicate with my fans, they expect me just to be honest no matter what that is. They expect when they're going to see me play, sing, perform, hear my songs, that it's going to be me, 100% me, warts and all.
When you release a new album, are you the sort of person that then picks up the paper the next couple of days to try and read the reviews, or do you go on Twitter and see what fans are saying about it, or are you kind of like, you're happy with it, so it'll be what it'll be?
It doesn't get out there until I'm happy with it, until I feel like it's a true representation of me. But then, yeah, I'm very active on Facebook. Very active. I've got a very open line of communication with the fans. So yeah, we're always talking. So I'm hearing what they're saying, you know, real time.
Right. Now, we're going to get to a few music questions now. Mm-hmm. In your career, of all the awards that you've won, and there's a whole stack of them, you must have to keep building new mantelpieces or something.
Oh.
Which one are you most proud of?
CMC, Country Music Channel, has an award that they do, which is a fan-voted award. And I think that's pretty special because, you know, you get that because of the people at home who's, and their opinion counts more than anybody's, rather than a panel of, you know, opinionated, well-versed, supposed experts, you know. So the fan-voted ones are definitely the ones I love.
Okay. What was the first record you ever bought?
First record I ever bought was Thriller.
Thriller?
Thriller on a cassette tape, and I put it in my little Sony Walkman, and I'd rode to school with it all the time.
How many cowboy hats do you own?
Actually, none.
I've got
a fishing hat.
What do you mean you're having a cowboy hat? You've got to. You're a country music singer. It goes with the whole stereotype and genre, doesn't it?
I know. It's a fallacy. I don't have a hat.
Okay.
No hat. Tassels.
I was going to wear mine today. I thought you were just going to come wearing a cowboy hat. Hey, would you rather do a duet with Shania Twain or Dolly Parton?
Oh, couldn't do them both, could I?
Probably.
What's that called?
Your triplet or something?
A triplet. Yeah, let me do a triplet.
Okay.
Thanks.
You're driving in your car with a bunch of mates and your song Dirt Track Cowboy comes on the radio. Do you turn it up or turn it off?
I turn it off.
Really?
Yeah. If I'm just sort of out and stuff and my music comes on, I've got a restaurant, as you know, and people go, why don't you play your music in the restaurant? I go, the last thing I want to do is listen to my own voice during the day, you know, so.
But you could do like a special deal, you know, buy a pasta and a bottle of wine, get a free copy of the album or something.
Yeah, take it home and listen to it.
Yeah. Hey, you're about to go out on tour. Which track from the new album are you most looking forward to performing live?
I think the title track, you know, My Side of the Street. Yeah, it's just got an old school band raw energy to it that I'm looking forward to rocking it out with the band.
Okay, now musicians nowadays sort of branch off into other areas, and you've obviously branched off into a restaurant. But I'm going to say, would you rather launch a perfume range or an underwear range? Because that seems to be the thing that musicians do. It's perfume range or underwear range.
That's my choice. Isn't
yeah,
it?
Which one are you?
Jeez, perfume or underwear. I don't know. Smelly undies, a bit of both. I'm going to go aftershave.
Okay, yeah. Right. And finally, you've opened a restaurant in Townsville. What should I order off the menu?
Are you a pasta lover?
Yeah, I eat anything. So.
Oh, look, then if you're a pasta lover, go the Italia, which is prawns and bacon together with a little bit of red sauce and a white wine, Napoli sauce, a whole bunch of garlic and chili, my homemade chilies. I make my own chilies.
Okay, I'll have to get to Townsville first.
Italia, or Coffs Harbour.
Or Coffs Harbour now, that's probably a bit closer.
Yeah.
Hey, Adam's new album, My Side of the Street, is out now. Adam Brand, thank you for joining us in the Sound Museum tonight.
Thanks, mate.
All the tour dates are on your website, which is?
Adambrand.com.au.
And obviously you're on Facebook and Twitter as well.
Very, very much so.
All the best for the new album.
Cheers, mate. I'm gonna close up all the windows. I'm gonna
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.